everyone, and welcome to the Red Zone. Don't forget to do what you love and love what you do. We meet people from all around the world. Major sports, trends, entertainment, adventure, broadcasting skills. Thank you for joining us here on Welcome to the Red Zone. I'm Samantha Swell with today's podcast of the day. We are starting on something amazing. This one is called Connect People with Things in Common. So a lot of times we have a hard time connecting with people. A lot of times it's because we don't know what things we have in common or what similarities there are. So we're going to talk about ways to connect with anyone you meet, whether it's people in general, the people that you know even. You may not really know them and you'd like to get to know them better. So here are 8 small ways to connect with anyone you meet or people in common. The first thing I like to do is pay attention. When someone is talking to you, listen. Take notes of what they say, because what they say oftentimes is an expression of who they are. So say, for instance, your mom or your dad is talking to you. You want to pay attention to them. You want to listen to them. Say, for instance, your coworker is talking to you. You want to pay attention. You want to listen to them. Listening is the first step in knowing what the person is talking about, making eye contact, and understanding them. Number 2, once you've listened to them, seek feedback. A lot of times when you're talking to someone, you're talking at them, not with them. So talking with them is a good thing by asking them questions, seeking feedback, asking their input. Never just put all your opinions out there and not accept feedback back from that person. A lot of times I feel if I'm talking to my podcast co-partner, I'm automatically talking over him or at him, not letting him get a word in. So always remember to seek feedback and opinions. Number 3, if you seek feedback and opinions, that's the 3 things. Don't forget to ask questions. I feel a lot of times we forget to ask questions. Sometimes we forget to ask the small things, like how are you doing? How was your day? What's going on? Simple questions that open up a topic or a conversation can lead to multiple conversations. What are your hobbies? What do you like to do for fun? Those things can lead to a better topic, a wider variety of different types of things that you may not have known. Now, this is something I feel people struggle with today. They know people by their last name, but not on a first name basis. When I was a kid, came as a title. Now, last names mean nothing, and people know everyone on a first name basis, and they don't really care about the other person. Remembering their name used to symbolize that, in a sense, you knew that person and was down to earth and you were good friends. Now you can remember someone's name because of all the social media. Just look them up, you'll find them again. By something they said or something they do, maybe they're famous and you forgot their name, but then you want to look up their song, it'll come up automatically. You know, things like that. But it's still good to remember a person's name because remembering that person's name and true name, not just a stage name or a name they put on the internet, shows you care about that person, and it also shows you're taking serious interest in that person. And that gives that person you're looking to talk to a better opportunity for you to connect in a more intellectual mindset that says a more close mindset, a more loving, calm, and inviting environment. Number 4, that is remember their name. Now, number 5, this is where a lot of us struggle, people. I feel every one of us has this side of us. Don't pretend to know everything. A lot of us automatically know everything, all the topics, all the answers. We don't know all the answers, and just because someone tells us something, well, we have to remember, that doesn't mean it's true. Rumors are one of the biggest things that ruin good common friendships. The reason being, just because someone said someone got arrested, went to jail, or just because someone said, oh, this part doesn't work with this program, that doesn't mean that it doesn't work or that that product's not good. That is what you call a one-person opinion. Always get a second opinion. Always research it, study it, understand it before going and telling others. One big thing to look out for is don't pretend to know everything. Just because you've read a topic or you have a product doesn't mean you know everything about that product. For instance, cooking. My mom is an excellent chef. She practically can whip anything up in the kitchen in under 10 minutes. Now, say she bought a cooking pan from Pioneer Woman, And she's had that cooking pan for 100 years, or a KitchenAid mixer. She's practically an expert on that, right? So she goes and tells people about it. That doesn't mean that she is actually an expert. What it means is that she's had lots of experience and her opinions are valued, but not an expert opinion. How does it become an expert opinion? Well, it means you've either worked for a company that's made those, or you've had some sort of more than at least 5 to 8 years experience. And you actually understand the product from a beginner perspective. Don't just start telling someone about a product and expect automatically for them to be interested. That's a big turnoff in most common relationships, and people in common tend to get turned off when someone starts showboating about maybe their brand new boat, their brand new truck, while their new friend may not be able to afford that. You have to look at it, just because you're living in the quality lifestyle you've always wanted doesn't mean every good person is. Some good people have little to no money. In fact, in the Bible, most of the good people lived poor most of their lives and ended up only becoming rich when they died and went to their Heavenly Father. So remember that. Not everybody who is seeking fame, seeking fortune, is always the right away. Don't pretend to know everything. Number 6, this goes right along with what I said about the Bible. Do you remember most of those people who were poor? In the Bible, they cared about others. A lot of times in today's society, people don't care about others. Feelings, how they are, what's happening. They only care about what's going on in politics or what's going on the internet. They're not taking into consideration that just because it's on the internet, it doesn't affect in real life. In fact, 99.9% of all suicides and all things happen because of social media and the things that are said on social
media.
And
honestly,
during social media and during the crazy times, you have to realize stuff you see on the internet affects people in real life. Someone might actually take that to heart. Now, I work online at social media sites. I work online as a broadcaster, a podcaster, a host, and I see comments that are both disturbing and rather rude and should not be posted on social media. Some might say, hey, your hair is ugly, or hey, I don't like your smile, or hey, how come you look like that? Your dancing is terrible. You're too fat to dance. You're too skinny to dance. You see comments like that all the time. Those kinds of comments should never be on social media, because even though we think it's funny or a joke, others don't think it's a joke.
Others don't think it's funny. So remember,
care about others in a way that shows you're a good person. But there is a limit to that. A lot of people overcare. There is such a thing as overcaring, and that is where you're butting into personal space. There needs to be a dividing line. Some people like to keep some of their lives private, and with respect, all people should have some private life. But it's important to know the difference between someone's personal life and public life. There is a difference. Having a friend and being able to confide in you
is a good thing, but you
shouldn't have to keep confiding all of your information, such as what you and your husband did last night, how things are going with you and your husband. Those are things you should want to share, but shouldn't have to share if you don't want to. You shouldn't have to go to the grocery store to hear your business, if you know what I mean. That's another form of caring
about others.
Number 7, see a room full of friends? Well, a lot of us tend to not see a room full of friends. In fact, some of us see a room full of enemies. The minute we walk in the door, we're automatically terrified to talk to people. We automatically are thinking everyone is judging us, when a lot of times, people aren't judging us. In some cases, people would actually like to be our friends, but we're too scared to take the initiative. First step is seeing a room full of friends instead of enemies, noting all the good things those people do, and putting aside the bad. Although someone may have talked about you in the past, they might be sorry about it and actually want to be your friend. But there's another side to that. Because just because someone may seem nice doesn't mean they are nice, and seeing a room full of enemies isn't
always bad either. What you should be doing
instead of seeing enemies is seeing the dividing line. It's called the truth line. What's the truth from a lie? You have to learn the difference from a truth and a lie. If someone tells you they like your shoes and they would love to get them, does it mean they like them and they would love to get them? Not always. But in some cases, people are genuinely being nice. So will determine a genuinely being nice from a just being nice to appease you. There's a total difference. That's the difference between seeing a room full of enemies and a room full of friends. Number 8, this is our final step, and I absolutely love this step. Connect in person. A lot of people on social media are always meeting up. They're always talking, like on Match.com for a dating website, Hinge, the dating site designed to be deleted, Facebook dating. You're on all these social media sites, but when you meet a person in person,
it's completely different.
That person in person is totally not who you thought they were. Their real life attitude shows. So some of the things you might be surprised are their anger. Some people could be very angry in person and so nice online. Difference is some people can be very angry online, but truthfully, they're actually down to earth and really nice. The reason being, maybe some things they're going through online is really affecting them. Maybe a job, a past relationship, or in general, maybe something in their physical financial stability. You don't know a person until you physically connected in person and had an in-person meet. Now, here's the thing with meeting in person. Never meet outside of a public place. Always meet somewhere like a coffee shop, a local bar, or brewery, maybe someplace where there's a store or a parking lot. Never a good idea to go in a parking lot or any place where you don't feel comfortable. Even a local Walmart or a store where you have a major chain, it's commercial, a lot of people, so nothing too contentious can happen. But a coffee shop is a great place to meet, connect with the person, and get to know a person. Ask the 5 following questions when you meet the person in person. What are your hobbies? What do you like to do for fun? I will be talking about that on my next podcast, the 5 questions you should ask of a person you meet in person to find out if they're a genuine person or a fake person just trying to scam you. So come check that podcast out on my
Red Zone official podcast.
Thank you for joining me here on Welcome to the Red Zone today. And I hope that these 8 ways to connect with anyone you meet helped you in any way to find a better way to communicate with people. Remember, not everyone is out to be your enemy, and not everyone is out to get you. Remember, you always have your friend, Clarissa Salenfeld. Welcome to the Red Zone. Come and visit and chat with me anytime. Hit me up on all my social medias at Anchor, Spotify, Listen Notes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, and Deezer. Go to Spotify.com/US for 3 free months on us. Go to Deezer.com/US for 3 free months on us. And if you guys can, go to Podmatch.com. If you'd like to match up with us on our podcast and become partners of the Red Zone, check us out on podmatch.com. Look for Project Sound. Send me a message, ask an invite, and I would definitely love to guest you on our podcast. We're looking for people who want to have a topic in mind or have a topic in mind they would love to talk about, whether it's their stories, their life stories, their sponsor stories, maybe their daily struggles, whatever you're going through, we'd love to talk to you about it. So thank you for joining us here on Welcome to the Red Zone. Don't forget to do what you love and love what you do. Send you people from all around the world. Music, sports, fans, entertainment, adventure, broadcasting skills. Remember, whatever you do, starts with you. Welcome to the Red Zone.